Bez Hashem, we continue Shari Chuva Shar Aleph. We are finishing off Ois Yud Gimel, discussing the importance of having Yogoin, grief, in doing Tshuva. When a person wants to do Tshuva, when a person is going beyond the basic level of Tshuva, of Aziva Sachet, of Charata and Vidui, of having remorse, of stopping the Avera that he was doing, Aziva Sachet, and confession of Vidui, he wants to do a higher level of Tshuva. And we said because the higher level of Tshuva will bring him a Kirva, closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and will give him a greater level of a Kapara, of an atonement. So this person has to have a grief, a feeling of how can I have violated the Ratzon Hashem? How could I have transgressed what Hashem wanted me to do, I didn't do? We said this feeling of Yogoin is based from the Neshama. And Hashem says, the Neshama is very close to me. The Neshama is very dear to me. Just like when you have a relative, someone does something to you by mistake or even on purpose, but he's your close relative and he loves you, you love him. So you're quicker to let it go. If I could give just a little example. You have your friend who sits next to you for the past 20 years in shul. He sits next to you for the past 20 years in shul. You're very good friends. One morning, you get a little... Forget about Corona with social distancing. We're not in that world. We're talking about a regular world. You get a slap from a talus. Somebody just put on his talus and he just hit your back. So you turn around and you see it's your neighbor, your friend. Ah, okay. So he made a mistake. He hit you in the back with putting when he put on his talus because he sits right next to you. You let it go right away. You move on. You don't even think anything about it. If, however, it was the person who took your parking spot or parked on the line, the white line in the shul parking lot, and therefore you couldn't park in the last spot, so you had to go park on the street around the corner, and by the time you came at the shul, you missed it, you came later, and he's blowing his nose and he's coughing and sneezing, wondering, what is this person doing here in shul? You don't have the same feeling of ava and korva to this individual. And he puts on his talus and he gives you a little slap. Now you're really annoyed. You know, that hurts. The neshama is closer to Hashem than the guf. And he proves this point, and he tells us there are shloisha shutfin ba'adam. We know there are three partners in making a man, making a person. A father, a mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you'll say, wait a minute. You'll say, 1 second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the guf just like he creates the neshama. And that's 100% true. Everything in this world is created and is being sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single millisecond. However, in creation of a man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that ability to a father and a mother to be part of this. But the neshama is only given by Hashem. The neshama is only given by Hashem. The neshama is the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the father and mother have no partnership, no relationship to the neshama, al kain amar uneshamois ani asisi uneshamois. I, says Hashem, made the neshamois. They're very dear to me. And if a person has yogoin, he's grieving over the fact that he didn't do the mitzvahs properly, or he transgressed the mitzvah. If a person has that yogoin, it's coming from the neshama. The source of that pain that the person has is from the neshama. When the neshama is in the asisi, yoyre al omrabi ki ruach milofanai. The pain, the ache, the discomfort that person has, the feeling of how could I fall short in doing what Avi Sheba Shemai, my Father in Heaven, says I should do. Ki in yonai kasha bi'arnas is exactly as we explained. That when a person comes to serve Hashem, And then he realized, after the fact, I have to do tshuva. So the basic level of tshuva, as we explained, he did. Did charata. He had remorse. On the basic level, he stopped doing this avera, aziva sacheit, and he did vidoy. He confessed to Hashem his mistake. But now on the higher level, the person says to himself, Eich molo libi, how could it be that I was so brazen not to follow the Ratzon Hashem? This level of yogain, of grief, is based from the Ruach, from the Neshama. The Neshama is even higher than the Ruach. And this is a great level of tshuva. Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll continue with Ois Yadalid, where Ben Yoinu will explain from none other than Dovra Melech, who shows us how to follow with this level of yogain when one comes short in serving Hashem.